Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, July 3rd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
The child was a passenger in a car which was in collision with a van on the R240 at Carrow Moor, Carndonagh.
Child killed in Donegal road crash and cost of settling motor claims goes up 23%. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a young girl has been killed in a crash in County Donegal. Three other people, including another child, have been seriously injured in the incident. Multiple ambulances, fire tenders and a Coast Guard helicopter attended the scene yesterday evening. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
The child was a passenger in a car which was in collision with a van on the R240 at Carrow Moor, Carndonagh, shortly before 6:30 yesterday evening. A woman driving the car, a man who was a front seat passenger and a child who was a rear passenger were all taken from the scene to Altana Galvin Hospital in Derry, where they all remain in serious condition. The road is currently closed for a technical examination by forensic collision investigators and local diversions are in place.
The central bank says the cost of settling motor claims jumped by 23% in the first 6 months of the year. It comes as the Justice Minister prepares to bring proposals to Cabinet to increase personal injury awards. Brian Hanley is CEO for the Alliance of Insurance Reform. He says it couldn't come at a worse time for policyholders.
A 23% increase in just 6 months is very significant. But what we're most worried about now is the other main cost driver when it comes to car insurance is personal injury awards. And the government in the next week or two appear set to increase personal injury awards by 17%. And if they do that, that means every kind of cost driver we have when it comes to motor insurance premiums will be going up.
At least four people are dead and dozens more are missing after a ferry sank off the coast of Bali. Local police say the vessel, carrying 65 people, sank on its way to the Indonesian resort island after departing from the country's main island, Java. A search and rescue operation off the coast of Bali is underway. UNICEF is warning children are being traumatised over and over as the conflict in Gaza continues. Speaking in Dublin, UNICEF's global spokesperson James Elder says everything is getting worse because Israel is depriving people of aid. He's just returned from Gaza, where he met countless children with no immediate or extended family left alive. James Elder says many children know they may not survive the night.
This trip was particularly stark because you don't just see those wounds of war. I heard those injuries this time. You heard the screams. There is such a severe lack of painkillers that you would hear children as well as see them. And that's a very difficult thing, particularly for parents who are beside themselves with grief as to how they help a child who literally has had 5 mils of painkiller an entire day and has fourth degree burns on their body.
Gardaí and the Health and Safety Authority are investigating a fatal workplace accident in Rathdrum in County Wicklow. A man was fatally injured at around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. His body has been taken to St Columbkills Hospital in Loughlinstown, where a post-mortem will take place later. A 29-year-old man is due in court in the North later following last month's riots in Ballymena. He's facing charges for riotous behaviour and attempted criminal damage. Unrest began in the town after a protest over the alleged sexual assault of a girl turned violent, with police officers attacked and property set on fire. The incidents are being investigated as racially motivated hate attacks. The Health and Safety Authority has launched a new action plan to tackle the large number of farm deaths. Almost 2 in 5 workplace deaths over the last decade happened on farms. The Health and Safety Authority says the new plan includes virtual reality training and practical supports for older farmers who remain the most vulnerable age group. The HSA's Ger Hartnett says the numbers are shocking and need to be tackled.
Unfortunately, over the last 10 years, 171 people have lost their lives in farming. So that's a huge impact to the farming community. You are much more likely to have a serious accident or fatality in agriculture than you are in any other sector.
The government is being urged to wake up as a second tech company this week flags potential layoffs in Ireland. Microsoft has announced it's cutting another 9,000 jobs worldwide, while Intel workers heard on Monday over 100 jobs and up to 195 could go in Leixlip in County Kildare. The Labour Party's enterprise spokesperson George Lawler says global uncertainty is hitting home here.
As the Trump-generated uncertainty continues to permeate across the economy, the knock-on impact on jobs is horrendous. It's the uncertainty that's killing things, and all the warning signs are there, and the government must heed them. This must be a wake-up call for the government on the urgent need to improve what Ireland has to offer in terms of reducing energy costs and speeding up the delivery of infrastructure.
From today, a text message that may be fraudulent will be labelled as a likely scam on your mobile phone. Comreg has now set up an approved register of businesses that can contact customers or potential customers by phone. Any company that hasn't registered will now see their text marked as a likely scam. 8,000 organisations have registered so far. From October, such unregistered text will be blocked by phone operators. It's hoped this will crack down on scam texts, which Comreg say cost up to €115 million a year. In entertainment news, rapper Sean Diddy Combs has been denied bail after being convicted of two prostitution-related offences. He'll stay behind bars until he's sentenced on October 3rd. The jury in New York yesterday cleared the 55-year-old of the more serious charges of racketeering and sex trafficking. Lawyer Lisa Bonner says they may have felt labelling Diddy's business enterprises a criminal organisation was a step too far.
When you're looking at a case that carries 15 years to life, the jury wants to be sure in their opinion that they are being fair and impartial and delivering what they believe is justice. And they have delivered what they believe is justice.
And in sport, in golf, the 2025 KPMG Women's Irish Open tees off at Carton House in County Kildare today. Irish amateur Beth Coulter is among the first out in the early groups, setting off from the 10th hole just after 10 past 8 this morning. Dubliner Lauren Walsh is out on course at 8:36, with Anna Foster going shortly after, while at 9 o'clock, Leona Maguire tees off alongside Claire's Anya Donegan. And Douglas golfer Sarah Byrne gets her campaign underway along with the English duo of Charlie Hull and Georgia Hull from 2 o'clock. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.